I've got my Things Just Got Serious glasses on. I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Allison Sinclair and JP. We are Right Side Radio, and we're so glad you're here. We love reading your comments. And JP, when are we going to open the phones?
We'll open the phones next segment. So if any of y'all wanted to call in, 833-687-4448. Phone lines will be open next segment if y'all want to call in and give us your thoughts.
So Allison's idea is that we're going to read some of the communist goals. And the reason we're going to do this is from my favorite book I've ever read, Cleon Skousen, I don't know.
I like Sku.
I think Sku's good. You know, Cleon, my buddy, first published in 1958. But here's the deal. So after searching unsuccessfully for a concise literature, Brad, on the communist threat, Cleon saw the urgent need for a comprehensive book that could guide the American conversation. So he's distilled his FBI experience, decades of research, and more than 100 communist books and treatises into one clarifying, readable volume that became a touchstone of American values and earned the praises from likes of President Ronald Reagan, Glenn Beck, and Ben Carson. This text draws a detailed picture of the communist as he sees himself stripped of propaganda and pretense. And so we're going to read some of them back and forth, starting with number 11, because we just had this conversation. Number 11, one of the goals, promote the UN as the only hope for mankind. If its charter is rewritten, demand that it be set up as a one world government with its own independent armed forces.
Let me just go back and say, too, in 1963, this was read into the congressional record by Representative Herlong. And I think the point was to read it into the congressional record to give them a heads up. This is coming. Number 15, capture one or both of the political parties in the United States.
Number 16, use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights.
Pay attention to this one. 17, get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers' associations. Put the party line in textbooks.
Number 18, gain control of all student newspapers.
Number 20, infiltrate the press. Get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policy-making positions.
21, gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and pictures.
Control art critics and directors of art museums. Our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art. That's number 23.
24, eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free press and free speech.
Which is what is happening today in the Alabama Public Library Service meeting, where there will be several people there continuing to lobby and putting ridiculously obscene things in front of our kids. Number 25, break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books. Did you just read that? Magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV.
Number 26, present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy.
Let's do 27, 28.
Okay.
Infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch.
And 28, eliminate prayer, any phase of religious expression in the schools on the grounds that it violates the principle of separation of church and state.
Y'all, it continues on. It goes, there's 45. Pretty sure we're in the midst of that. And that was 1963. It's a pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah, it was.
You're listening to Right Side Radio. On the other side, we'll have the phone lines open. Y'all get ready to call. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Right Side, where we're talking about the redwashing of America. And we don't mean Republican. We mean communistic.
It's scary to read all of those in a row.
It really is.
If you keep going, it doesn't get any better. It just gets clearer that this has been an agenda and we all fell for it and allowed it and actually invited it in.
That's the worst part of it all, which is a good thing that we're going to talk about waking up and the church and engagement. and some questions Chris and I talked about today, or we were texting back and forth about at lunch, that I think I would love to get your opinions on. But first, we have somebody on the line.
It's Duck Duck.
It's actually John John.
I was just seeing if he remembered. I thought Duck Duck was in honor of John John, but it was just Duck Duck Goose, right? John John.
Yeah, I think John John, you're on the air, by the way.
I am.
Yes.
Well, hey everybody, how y'all doing today?
Hey, good. John. Hey. John, thanks for calling.
Well, thanks for having me. Man, like, look, man, I was so heartbroken when I heard Phil was leaving the show, but like, y'all were my pick, and I'm so excited that like y'all took over and y'all still make my day. I love the show every day.
You are so kind, and in the best way. I know we're very different than Phil, but I think we put on a good show too, and we get the information out. I might mispronounce words and laugh a little too much, but hopefully that makes everybody else's day.
Do it gracefully. And like, I really appreciate how y'all are not afraid to go into certain topics, and thank God for y'all. Keep doing what you do.
John John, thank you.
Thank y'all so much for having me on, man. I'm kind of excited.
You can call anytime.
Yeah. Thank you, John John. You made our day.
John. I'm going to go back and listen to what I said.
You're famous.
So y'all have a nice one. Thanks, and keep doing what y'all do. I love y'all. Praise God for y'all. Oh,
thank John you. John, thank you.
Save that, JP.
Right. Yeah, that needs to be a button.
Yeah, make that a sound effect or a liner.
Yeah, please.
I praise God for y'all.
Yes.
Yeah, keep that one.
Have a good one, John John.
That's very nice. You know, this was an intimidating spot to take over. And we had only done, what, 3 or 4 shows together? And I would say it just clicked. It was an absolute God thing. But I, you know, the first time Abs and I left, we were like, we could do a banger show with JP, and it just kind of worked. So we're very grateful to be here.
We really are. We can't believe it all happened and it fell out of the sky, but that's the way God does, right? Just when you least expect it, he's like, no, actually I want you to do this. So we are here because we enjoy working together, but we also enjoy working with y'all as we wade through the news of the day and react to it. But also, as we talked about yesterday, here it comes, fearlessly pursuing and influencing culture with the truth. That's what we're all trying to do here, is the truth is supreme, and we've got to find it, and we got to work our way toward that. That's always the answer. Strip the parties aside. We're after the principles, we're after the policies, and we're after getting to the truth. And every single one of us, I don't care where you live, you have a purpose. You know this. You have an influence. And it's your circle that you get to influence with truth every day. Every single one of us is an ambassador, whether we realize it or not. And that's why we're here, is to remind ourselves that we're pointing ourselves in the direction of capital T truth and influencing our culture around us. And how do we do that? Well, I'm glad you asked, because in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to get to a clip of Frank Turek. And I want to have this discussion, and I would love your opinion, because there's one way to do it, the most important way, and we can't do it without doing it that way. And it starts with our foundation, because you're right, Allison. This communist ideology has been around for 100 years. And we just invited it in. And even farther back, we invited other ideologies in the 1800s during this, or 1700s, I got to look at my notes, and the Second Great Awakening. Like, this goes way back. But here we are. This is the most egregious example. And we're all in it, and we're reading that. I mean, were y'all not driving in your car going, oh, holy crap. We're just clear. Right here.
By the way, we just got a caller who wants to talk about this exact topic, too, by the way. It's okay. Allie from Athens just called in.
Oh, yes.
Allie, you're on the air.
Oh, no, no. It is not Allie. It is the gentlewoman from Allie. Thank you very much. Let's get it straight, JP.
Sorry. Okay. My apologies. And
hey, lady. Lady, thanks for calling. Really? That's what Brad wants us to say, lady.
And while we're at it, you guys, this is JP's maiden voyage in the edition of Athens Now that is coming out as we speak. Sweet. Our guy's first column is in there. So what the reason why I took the liberty to underscore that was because I am so incredibly grateful to be able to publish a newspaper and have a whole crew that definitely wants to publish capital T truth. So that is the freedom of the press is something that in my list of grats in this Thanksgiving season is just right up there. But what I wanted to say is, you guys know that I'm the recovering feminista, socialista, liberalista, and I'm 72 years old, y'all. And so I want to offer myself as a resource for people who are going, how can people think like this? Well, when I was a teenager, just before I got saved in 1970, in our church in Seattle, Washington, there was a sermon that was delivered that was straight out of Mao Zedong's Little Red Book. They're not kidding when they say, yeah, when they talk about infiltrating stuff. I experienced it firsthand. I know what it's like to be groomed. It's a real thing. I'm not being alarmist. And the solution is to hit our knees, tell the truth, and pray for revival.
Mm. Wow. Wow. So have you, what advice then beyond that, because that is everything, capital T truth, hit our knees, pray, know the word. What other ideas do you have for our gentle citizens so that we can impact culture?
I would say do to them and for them what was done for me, and that was to be asked questions lovingly that exposed the fact that my concepts.
Uh-oh. JP?
I don't know what happened. Allie, are you still there? Oh. Interesting.
When you were talking, and I think this is where Allie was going, and following John's call, which was so kind, but you don't have to have a radio show to speak truth. You don't have to have a platform that has followers or whatever it is to affect what is happening. It is, and I think this is what Allie was saying, just speaking truth to your neighbor, to your family, and being able to lovingly nudge people in the direction of truth with maybe asking questions. And I would say all the time, especially from, you know, y'all listening, blame it on us. Be like, I heard this on this radio show today. What do you think about that? Mm-hmm. It doesn't even have to come from you, but just pose it as a question that just drops a little bit enough to make them question where they're headed. And it sounded like that's where Allie was going.
Allie, the gentlewoman, should be back on the line right now.
Oh, that'd be great.
We got her back. Allie, are you there?
Oh.
I guess not.
Okay.
We're having trouble with Allie.
You're right. I like the idea of asking questions. And Thanksgiving doesn't have to turn into a melee. But just one question. How about just this line when somebody makes a statement, are you sure about that? Because we're all better off when we think through an issue and when we're forced to find a defense for it that's rational and logical, doesn't use ad hominem attacks, it doesn't do anything crazy, it just walks people through logically why you believe what you believe. But we're the ones that have to ask those questions. Are you sure about that?
I think, too, I was thinking about the man on the street, you know, where you go up and you just, that whatever, whoever it is, Jesse Waters, and he has, what's the guy's name? He's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
The little guy that goes out.
Yeah. Gutfeld?
No.
His little person, Jesse Waters.
Oh, I don't watch Jesse Waters.
Okay,
enough.
Anyway, he goes out and he just talks to people and he continues to ask them, okay, well, why do you believe that? What do you think that really means? And they can't answer. So sometimes you don't even have to impose your ideas and your convictions. You just have to say, Well, explain to me why you believe that way. What are you see? What's the foundation of that? And most of the time, it's just a talking point that they got from the Democratic Socialists of America, and they can't even defend it. In which case, their argument starts to break down, and they start to go, huh, I am a talking head and a robot.
Well, and I think that's a great point, because often we feel like when somebody challenges us, they'll make a statement, and then we feel like we have to defend it. No, when somebody makes a statement, the burden of proof is on the person who made the statement. Yes. It's up to them to defend it. And that's where it's so much easier to just ask questions. All we're doing is getting people to think. That's it. So that they go, I'm not so sure about that anymore. Now, there's also a time to make a statement that you know about and that you can defend, because there is a right and there is a wrong. We've lived in a purple world for so just purple and touchy feely, and that's the way the communists want it. They want that, instead of saying actually there is a right and there is a wrong, because ultimately there is good and there is evil, and there is a good that we can know and there's an evil that we feel. We live in the real world. Truth is reality as it is. And so we have an opportunity to point people to truth by asking questions, but also be prepared to give a defense for the hope that lies within you. And so we do have to be prepared. This is not skate time. This is grit. And as my pastor asked on Sunday, are you prepared to get hurt? Because it's going to hurt when people find out where you stand. It is going to hurt when they disown you or cut you off. That hurts. But we still have to tell the truth and point people to capital T truth, come what may.
Preach. Yeah, amen.
I'm just saying.
Speak it. It's good. And what you said earlier in the same vein, you know, it's like somebody saying, okay, prove to me God exists. Sometimes you can just sit there and say, okay, well, first you prove to me that he doesn't. You can just flip the script. See, it's what we're here for. Mm. Good thoughts.
That was so good. I flipped my glasses.
It's good. Well, and we all have to hold each other accountable, because it's uncomfortable, especially like with my dad, who's a raging California liberal. It is very uncomfortable.
Yes.
I mean, we actually haven't spoken in a while. And it's sad. Mm-hmm. But I have to be okay to sit in that, because I cannot deny truth. I cannot deny my beliefs, but it's really uncomfortable.
It is.
It's tough.
It is.
Before we go to a break, can I read this from Brad? Because don't look at it.
I'm not.
This is totally unrelated.
Don't give Brad the...
No, I gotta give Brad, because...
Okay, he said another after. Okay, that's good.
Okay.
No,
the
Brad
text before
said...
was pronunciation.
Oh, thank yeah, you. He was gonna... It's you actually Scalson. Said that wrong. It's pronunciation.
Sorry.
It's okay. That's what we're here for.
Brad said, y'all don't apologize for laughing. I love it when you get tickled, because I'm cackling right along with you. Keep it up, ladies of liberty. That means he's an oldie.
Brad, are you an OG?
He's an OG.
Oh my gosh. What's up, Brad?
See, nobody knows we're the ladies of liberty.
No, they don't.
Wow.
That was our original name given to us by Todd Starnes. Thanks, Brad.
Okay, we've got a few other texts too. I'll read them first, see if they're nice. We'll be back.
Welcome back to Right Side, where we are having the best of discussions. And Allie managed to text in. Thank you, Allie, for that. Allison, do you want to share with our wonderful audience what she had to say?
JP, I don't have my glasses on. I can't really read well.
She said, ladies of liberty, you did a beautiful job of illustrating my point. Learn to ask questions. Do it with love, humility, and confidence. Also remember that it takes between 8 and 15 educational exposures to begin to have a concept or have a concept success challenged and or changed. Patience is the key.
Mm. That's a very... It's like when Instagram wants you to buy some things. It comes up once and you're like, I mean, that looks cool. And then again, and you're like, okay, I'll read the description. And then a few more times, and you've ordered 68 of them.
Yeah.
So that's a good reminder, Allie, actually.
I'm a sucker, because I skip every ad I can, but then I'll see one. Like yesterday, I saw one, and it was a chicken bacon ranch Domino's pizza. And I was about to hit skip.
That is delicious.
I was about to hit skip, and I go, really? and they had me like that.
Did you order it?
No, but I probably will. My next pizza order will probably be that one, yes.
That's good. That sounds divine, actually.
It sounds terrible. What
chicken
kind of
bacon ranch?
Yeah, but what kind of sauce do you use?
I mean, normal. You could have the ranch be the pizza sauce, or you can just have normal pizza sauce with ranch drizzled on it, chicken bacon.
Sometimes the sauce is barbecue. And you can sometimes do the barbecue chicken, like at San Pej. We can do that.
I can.
Hey, you know where we need to start? I've decided there's a place for us to meet.
I'm not winking at you. My
that's eyes not awkward at all. So I would really like to thank Allie for what she said, because I think we all know people that we get frustrated with. And it's because you love them. Because if you didn't feel anything for them, you wouldn't be frustrated. Because we're beyond the wanting to be right. What we care for are people's souls, and we care for their mind, because the way you think affects the way you live. Mm. And so many people are living lives that literally are miserable. Just look at them. They're miserable. And it can be on either side. It doesn't matter. But how you think also reflects how you live. Mm-hmm. So this has to do with living a good and true and right life by being free. And that's the hard part, when you see the struggle and you think, just, hello, I'm trying to help.
Yeah.
But it's with gentleness. It's with respect. It's not being sweet and syrupy sweet and nice. One of my favorite writers, Rosaria Butterfield, who was a lesbian and became a Christian and has written one of the books on the shelves behind us, Five Lies of This Anti-Christian Age, said that a pastor for 2 years had her over to his house, he and his wife, and let her ask all the questions. She was at almost an Ivy League institution, a leading feminist, brilliant mind, but that's how she was won over. And that's the hard part, though, is when you see people, you want to help them, but you realize you can't want to help them more than they want help.
Yeah. And can I say this too before we go to the break? It's the ones that go through that, whenever they do come to the light, they are the strongest advocates for it, because they had to be won over. I mean, God has put me through the absolute ringer with a lot of stuff, and my faith is even stronger after being on the other side of it. So that's where you can't give up, because, you know, if you keep sprinkling seeds, God's watering it, and whenever they do come, they're going to be the strongest ones. Look at, like, Paul. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so, that's why you can't give up hope, because if they do get won over, they had to be won over, so they're just that strong in their faith. Mm. So,
it's good stuff, JP. So,
why don't you take us out, JP?
You're listening live to Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.